Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. I'm excited. I'm joined by Mass Wolf. He's got one of the biggest songs in the world, in the planet. Ash Down the Ocean. Good to see you, man. And you just quit your job, right? You just quit your full-time gig?
Yeah. About 3-4 weeks ago, yeah.
So. Oh, that's exciting, man. Where did you work before, you know, becoming famous?
I was in a suit.
Typical
salesman. I helped like businesses go digital, but always in a suit in the corporate world. Very different to going to the studio in hip hop clothes.
Yeah, just a little bit. Did you like put in your 2 weeks, or did you like walk in and be like, I'm kind of a big deal now. I'm out.
I actually said to my boss that I'd work for him for free. For like a month and a half.
Did you really?
Yeah. We have a really good relationship and he was with me ever since the beginning. And I just said, look, I can't balance both and I don't want you paying me. That's what I literally said. So
wow.
I still helped out. Yeah.
Like a model employee. All right.
Yeah.
I figured you're just like, yeah, I don't need this now. I'm out.
Nah.
Are you in Australia right now?
Yeah. In Sydney.
So is it tomorrow already? Is that the time difference?
Yeah, it's 9 a.m. the next day. Yeah.
How does tomorrow look? Everything good so far? We're good?
Well, my weather's good. I don't know about yours.
That's awesome. So let's talk music, man. Ash Down the Ocean, obviously this song is just major. It's huge everywhere. It sounds so big in Philly. It sounds great on the air. And on the surface, like it's a banger, you know, it's a bop. And then when you dive deep and kind of peel the layers, it's actually, you know, all about mental health and depression. Kind of break that down for me a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, like for me, I was writing a song about me, sort of feeling out of place, having like the suit on, but being in the wrong environment. And I wanted to like relate to people or convey the message of like why I felt out of place. I felt like I was so close to being recognized and my sound was right and I had that professional quality, but I still wasn't getting recognition and it was like sort of hurting my soul in a sense. But I also say like, what you know about Rolling Down in the Deep, which is like my question of like, what about you? Tell me your story. So like when you dive deeper into the song, it's about my struggles and my personal obstacles that I had to face. But I'm also saying to you, tell me your story as well.
Was it hard to be transparent like that on a song?
I think it's harder to be transparent in a normal conversation like we're having now, to be honest. Like in a song, it's easy because you've got the beat that sort of is your shield and hides a lot of the what it's about. I always struggled with speaking with people like this in this type of scenario. Like I never would do it. And I think music and like making songs like Astronaut and Ocean was my shield outlet that I didn't have to just talk about it like a normal person. I could actually rap about it.
And that's kind of where your name stems from, is it not? Like Mass Wolf, you're a masked up, you know, in the real world. And then when you get in that studio, the mask comes off and then you just rip it. So
yeah.
It kind of comes full circle.
Yeah, it was kind of like me saying, you would never think I'm a rapper. You don't know who I really am. And when the mask comes off, the transformation begins and the beast comes out.
So like you never rapped like on break at work, like, you know, by like the water cooler.
Sometimes I did sometimes I did do freestyles with people if they asked, but very rarely. And, you know, it's weird seeing this guy in like a collared shirt, you know, or a buttoned up shirt in the corporate environment doing a freestyle.
Just killing it.
Yeah.
So Tell me about, I'm kind of curious though. You know, you were saying a few minutes ago, you were saying how you almost quit. Like, you know, you were feeling so down about not making it, making that next leap, getting signed. What actually made you keep going?
Just the thought of
being in a suit.
No, the thought of giving up. I don't like the thought of giving up. Mm. Like, there's a difference between the thought of something and actually doing it. And the thought of giving up was always there, but the thought of it actually happening, like it actually happening to me, was like something I would never be able to handle. I'd hate to have to tell people like I gave up on something that was my passion. And I used that as like a fuel. And there were times where like I was really, really down. Like I would wake up and just want to go back to sleep again because I wouldn't have to feel anything. You know what I mean? So for me, it was like using the pain as a fuel for the dream or the passion.
Absolutely. I totally get that. Well, let's talk about your upbringing a little bit, because I think that from what I understand, your parents got divorced when you were a kid. Mm-hmm. And a lot of your writing stemmed from that, and not having a sibling, not having someone to kind of reach out to and kind of have that camaraderie. So your outlet was the pen and paper. Was that not
the case? Yeah. Like I always, as I said, like before, I bottled up everything. That's just how I was as a person. And I thought, you're a tough person if you don't speak about it. You're a man, you know, if you don't talk about it. And for me, like, I don't think if I had a sister or a brother, I don't know if anything would have changed. Maybe I would have, because it's that relationship from the get-go. But I always found that like using writing and making a song was just a therapeutic outlet for me. And then tying that in with American hip hop, which was like what I always listened to, it just worked hand in hand.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. And I think a lot of guys tend to do it. I internalize everything. I bottle it up. I don't have rap, but I have a radio show that I talk, you know, but I bottle up everything else. And I think that's the real problem about mental health. It's that it's okay to talk about it. It's okay to be open, but also doesn't hurt to have a successful music career outlet to share as well. So you're talking about, you know, your music influences. I'm kind of curious who you grew up listening to that kind of inspired you.
I was big on Kanye, G-Unit, and Eminem. I'd say they were like the top three.
Eminem, but, that's what I was raised on too.
I think everyone listens to Eminem when he first hit the scene. And for me, like as of late, like my influences, my biggest ones, Joyner Lucas. Mm. I phased into like Hobson and Kevin Gates. They were like the three biggest ones. So it was all about them teaching me that like they rapped from their chest and they still made catchy songs. And that's what I always wanted to do.
Can you give me your top five? Is that
rappers?
Top five. Yeah.
In order.
If you can, do you have it in order? All right.
Yeah. Eminem, Tupac, Jay-Z.
Yes. Got it. Yeah.
Biggie and Kanye West.
There you go. That's not too far off from mine. That's pretty good. I feel like Eminem's on the top of my list too. I feel like you're kind of like the Australian beer rabbit. You did your 9 to 5, you punched out, you bought some studio time.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, if you want to compare me to Eminem, sure. I'm not going to say it. That's for sure.
But like 8 Mile, you know, you have to face Papa Doc at the end, you know?
Yeah.
But no, that's great. So what's next? I know, like, you know, if you dive deep, you know, if you're just discovering Mass Wolf, you know, hear the song on 96.5 TDY, you can discover more of your, you know, his music. Knight Rider is a big one. Love that. But what's next? Are you going to follow this up with like an EP coming out soon, or, you know, is there a remix with features? What you got?
So it's going to be a bit of everything. It's going to be a remix with features, new singles coming out that we want to, you know, release them consistently. And obviously like I'm working on the album at the moment, so it won't be an EP. It will actually be a proper album.
Nice.
And it's going to have an astronomy theme to it. So it's going to be based around space.
That's the plan. I'm super hyped for you. I feel like you're just scratching the surface. I'm really excited.
We'll see. We'll see how far I can go.
Well, at least you have your old boss on retainer, right? You got him on speed.
Yeah. He wants me back.
I don't think you're going to need him, but I'm super excited. And like when this is all over, I'm excited for you to perform in Philadelphia. A nice performance. Have you been out to Philly?
No. I've actually always wanted to go to like Philly and Chicago. They were like two of like my main places I wanted to go. So I'll definitely be.
What have you heard about Philly that made you want to come out here.
You know what? It's always been like a sport thing. Like I've always said to myself that Philly in sports has been like a dope place to be at. And I, when following NFL for a bit, I always went for the Eagles.
Yes.
So yeah, I mean, Philly's, I just love the sound of Philly as well. It's just got the Philadelphia. It's just,
yeah. And everything you heard is exactly correct. Like the sports, like it's so passionate. Everyone's raw. It's a very like blue collar city. I feel like you'd fit right in.
Well, it's a good start.
Yeah. When you come over here, we'll go to a game, throw some cheesesteaks down.
Watch the 76ers and I'm very happy.
There you go, man. I'm excited for you. So when life gets back to normal, get over here. First stop.
Done. Done.
And when the pandemic's over, are you just going to call yourself Wolf or are you going to still be Mass Wolf?
I'll always be Mass Wolf. A lot of people call me Wolf in like interviews and stuff, but for obviously like my performances and stuff, it's going to be Mass Wolf. I think the mask is a very important part to me. And it talks about like who I was and who I am now.
No, I gotcha. That's awesome. It all comes full circle. I appreciate the time, man. I'm really excited for you. Bro. Astronaut in the Ocean, man. The song is huge and you're just scratching the surface. So we'll see you soon in Philly.
Thank you, brother. Nice to meet you and thanks for your support.
You too, man. Be good.
Peace.
And we hit.